This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan held wide-ranging talks in New Delhi today. The two leaders reviewed various facets of bilateral ties and discussed ways to further deepen the close and historic ties between the two countries. Both sides also held delegation-level talks. A wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation was in the agenda, including trade and investment, defense and maritime security, development partnership, higher education and people-to-people ties. The visiting dignitary laid a wreath at Rajghat and paid respects to Mahatma Gandhi this morning. President Draupadi Murmu accorded a ceremonial welcome to her at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan. Talking to media on the occasion, Tanzanian President expressed her country's appreciation for the excellent relationship between the countries, which has been there for decades. She said her expectation from this visit is that it is going to open new avenues for political and economic development. She said her nation expects that the bilateral ties that were founded by both nations' forefathers will continue decade after decade. Our correspondent reports that she will meet President Draupadi Murmu later in the day. A state banquet will be hosted by President Murmu in the honor of the Tanzanian president. Tomorrow, Tanzanian president will participate in a business and investment forum in New Delhi. Election Commission today announced the assembly election schedules for polls in five states: Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Mizoram. First phase of Chhattisgarh Assembly polls will be held on the 7th of November and the second phase will be held on the 17th of November. Mizoram will go to polls on the 7th of November. Madhya Pradesh will go to polls on 17th November, Rajasthan on 23rd November and Telangana on 30th November. Counting for all the states will be held on the 3rd of December. Briefing media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said polls in these five states hold a unique significance as they serve as the final assembly elections before the grand stage of general elections in 2024. He assured that the commission will ensure free, fair and inducement-free elections in these five states. He also said that EC has laid special emphasis on ensuring a healthy, pure and inclusive electoral roll. There are 679 assembly seats in these five states and 16 crore electors. Around 60 lakh first-time voters will participate in these polls. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will be on a four-day visit to Italy and France from today. During the first leg of his two-nation visit, the Raksha Mantri is scheduled to meet Italian Defence Minister Guido Crosetto in Rome. The relationship between India and Italy were elevated to strategic partnership in March 2023 during the visit of the then Italian Prime Minister to India. During the second and final leg, Mr. Rajnath Singh will conduct the fifth annual defense dialogue with his counterpart, French Minister of Armed Forces, Mr. Sebastien Lecornu, in Paris. India and France recently celebrated 25 years of strategic partnership. Israel's death toll in the ongoing conflict with Hamas has crossed over 1,000, with nearly 700 killed in Israel and around 400 killed in Gaza. Thousands of people are feared injured. The death toll is expected to rise as some areas are yet to be cleared of Hamas attackers and battles are still ongoing. The fighting still continues between the Hamas and the Israeli security personnel at multiple locations. Israel military claimed to have hit more than 800 targets in Gaza so far, including airstrikes that leveled much of the town of Beit Hanun in the enclave's northeast corner. In Afghanistan, death toll from strong earthquakes has risen to over 2,400 as search and rescue operations continue amid reports that some people may be trapped under collapsed buildings. It was one of the deadliest earthquakes to strike the country in two decades. The 6.3 magnitude quake struck about 40 kilometers from the western city of Herat on Saturday. Many buildings were damaged, trapping people under the rubble. In ICC ODI Men's World Cup Cricket, New Zealand will take on Netherlands at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 2 p.m. IST. Last night, India beat Australia by 6 wickets in their first game of the World Cup 2023 at the M. H. Chidambaram Stadium, Chennai. Chasing a target of 200 runs, India made 201 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 41.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.